Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
In Ireland, deer may be controlled by landowners in accordance with the Wildlife Act by way of licensed hunting during the open season, which is now. The impact of unsustainable invasive deer populations in many parts of the country can be devastating, particularly to native forests. And the National Parks and Wildlife Service consider applications where appropriate, and they issue licenses to allow hunting of wild deer. About 5,500 deer licenses have been issued each year, of which about 1,000 have been first-time applicants. In other words, it's growing and growing, the hunting season. Deer cull figures compiled by the Irish Deer Management Forum from 1995 to 2015 based on returns by licensees show that a gradual increase in the annual cull from 4,749 deer in 1995 to 31,000 deer in 2015. And up to 40,000 deer were culled in 2019 to 2020 because the population is growing so quickly. Last week it was suggested that Ireland should reintroduce wolves to reverse a dramatic increase in road accidents. Killian McLaughlin of the Wild Ireland believes that releasing wolves to hunt the deer population would make driving safer. And he cited a study in America where the return to wolves in Wisconsin reduced traffic accidents by 24%, almost a quarter. But today, the Donegal councillor, Michael Colum McGuire, has called for wild deer to be culled in Donegal after a number of car accidents in the west of the county. There have been several collisions involving one incident involving an ambulance. And somebody seriously hurt, obviously. He says the high population of deer in the region during the rooting season is causing serious dangers on the road. And he is now calling for a deer cull before someone is killed. 82% of respondents to a recent online survey agreed that managing deer, including culling, is necessary. Now, of course, you're all well aware, and we have the debate every year about the Phoenix Park. The deer run wild, as you know, in the Phoenix Park. I ran into one once many, many years ago, sadly. But the population grows too quickly, and every year they hire a marksman. Yeah, a marksman to lie on the grassy knoll and shoot the deer. Now, the suggestion in the past is, why don't you give them contraception? But the problem is, if you do that, you reduce the young population and not the older population. So they cull them. And every year, animal activists say, no, this is not how you should deal with this situation. You're killing animals. Can't kill the animals. But we have to be serious about it. And when they're running out on the roads and causing accidents and human beings have the possibility of dying, then we have to be logical about things. And also for the environment as well, because obviously deers have an impact on the environment. So we can't let the population get out of control. Because obviously they don't have enough natural predators because wolves are not around anymore. So realistically, what do? We cull them. We hunt and we cull them. But some people think it's wrong. So the question really is, who's more important, the human or the deer? If we're willing to let them run out onto the roads and cause accidents, and more will be caused, and it's only a matter of time before somebody dies because of it, well, then we stop culling them. If we're not willing to put up with that, we cull them. And the same to Phoenix Park, and the same all over the Dublin Mountains, and the same all over Ireland. And I want to know if you agree with deer culling and you believe it's a necessary evil. Because it is evil. It's not a nice thing to do, is it? To shoot a deer, an innocent little deer there licking away at his puddle of water. It's not a nice thing to do. But is it necessary? Because if it's not, the population gets out of control because they don't have a natural predator. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, is it a necessary evil? Let me know. 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp or text number. If you want to call and ring in directly and you want to come on the air, 0818-942-105. Paul, you're in Ireland Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing?
How are you now, man?
Good. Now,
interesting debate.
It is. Do you have a permit?
I do.
Okay. And you go shooting deer?
For years.
Okay. And where do you shoot the deer?
In Mayo.
Okay, I thought you were saying
in
the
Galway, if I'm after wherever.
Oh, so you were hired by people to do it?
No.
Okay.
Farmers.
Oh, farmers.
You draw your permit from farmers giving you permission to shoot deer on their land.
Right, okay. And have you noticed since 1995, according to the research, it's gone from culling 5,000 to roughly 31,000?
Yeah.
Have you noticed the increase?
Massive increase in numbers.
Okay, can you explain to me...
Being shot.
Explain to me and the ignorant out there in relation to deers. There's different types of deers. Which are the more common deers in Ireland?
There is, well, we fallow where we're shooting.
Okay, so what's fallow the difference deer. Between...
And the then same you have, as what's in the Phoenix Park.
They're fallow deer.
Same breed of deer, yes.
Okay, and which are the more, which are the more less frequent
Palmations.
Ones? Oh yeah, I know. And the less frequent Palmations. Ones would be red deers, would they?
Yes, okay. But you've native reds and you've also Hungarian reds. In right. the country.
And is there really that many of them that we can afford to cull 31,000 of them?
Yeah, there is, yeah. There is.
Because that's a lot. And what do you do with them after you shoot them?
Well, I only shoot what I want to eat.
And do you eat venison, yeah?
Oh, yeah, venison is beautiful. But and no cholesterol.
And what do they do? I'm just curious. Maybe you know the
compared
answer.
Compared to beef, like.
Well, okay, but maybe you're familiar with what they do in the Phoenix Park with all the deer that they call every year. What do they do with those?
Yeah, they do. Same thing, they'd be put into the food chain.
What, they're given to the zoo to feed the lions or something?
They could be exported even.
Right, okay. And sold as meat?
Yes. Oh yeah, as venison.
Oh yeah, because venison is expensive.
Like we, in this country, people don't really like venison or they haven't got into the taste of it.
And we'll answer
you know,
my question.
It's beef.
Yeah, I'm not a lamb lover myself. I find it quite greasy. But
no, I'm not either compared to
beef.
Venison.
Yeah.
You've no cholesterol in venison.
Right, I wasn't aware of that. Okay, but Paul, let me ask you this question. So if we have a lot of deer and people are out shooting them every day. This is the hunting season at the moment between
September. Yes, at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So
the
people
season is done wrong now.
Oh, it's done wrong, is it?
We're allowed now to the end of February to shoot female deer.
Okay.
And they're pregnant from now on because you're going through the rut at the moment.
So this is the breeding season?
You end up
losing young deer.
Shooting females that are carrying calves.
Well, that's not nice, is it?
No.
But you wouldn't know that.
I don't do that then.
What's the disadvantage, if you could explain it to the uneducated like myself when it comes to deer? What's the disadvantage of having too many deer in a country? What damage do they do to the ecology?
What they're doing to the environment, like the ecology. Yes, to woodlands and everything.
But what damage
you
do
can
they
walk
do?
In, you can peer, you can look at a piece of woodland and you can see straight through it, acres of it, from one side to the other, from about, we'd say, 5 feet up along the tree line.
Why? Because they're eating all the leaves?
And they've eaten everything, yes.
And what harm is that if they're eating all the leaves?
But what they'll do is they'll take the bark off trees as well. Well, I don't see any harm in it.
Mm.
But landowners do.
And that's why they,
you know,
that's when they get you to shoot.
Yeah.
And how many would you shoot in an average season, Paul?
I'd be just going into double figures.
Okay. And do you enjoy it?
You put in your return. You put in your return every season.
Yeah, you tell them.
Of what you've shot. Yeah, you write it on your... return your permit.
And that's sent into the Irish Deer Management Forum.
Into the National Parks and Wildlife.
Okay. And do you enjoy doing it?
Not as much as I did when I started.
But I mean,
I've kind of laid off it now. It's only just to put a bit of meat in the freezer.
And do you shoot any other animals?
No.
So you don't go rabbit hunting or anything?
No.
Okay, just deer?
Deer, yeah.
Okay. And is there a thrill?
It was something I just did to help out people locally where I was living and everything. Okay. So. Yeah.
Stay there for a second because I want to go to Gerben. Gerben, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Gerben?
Yeah, hi, Niall. Good to be back. Yeah, thanks a lot to bring me in. So I'm totally against any deer calls. And the story which went on air that a wildlife park owner in Donegal wants to introduce wolves, whales, we can't even get a grasp on banning fox hunting here in Ireland, you know.
Yeah, well, he wants to, just to clarify, he wants to introduce wolves because they did it in America in some states, like Wisconsin, where they had a lot of accidents on the road, and they did reduce You see, because the problem is, deers don't have a natural predator in Ireland.
And in 2019, Eamon Ryan also suggested that, you know, as you know, the party leader, I used to be with the Greens myself, so it's my former love, and now with the Party for Animal Welfare, but that besides it, which is the only registered political party for animals in Ireland. There's a few other animal parties.
But Gerben, let's be real about this, and I understand your concern for the animals, and we all have the same concerns, even to some degree, Paul, because he doesn't want to shoot pregnant does. But in saying that, what's the alternative to control the population that when it gets out of hand?
There is, in my view, there is can never be enough deer. So deer are sentient creatures, and they should not be hunted, period. So as I said, we definitely need, talk about, for example, the curling of badgers. For example, the Department of Agriculture also suggested to cull a lot of badgers, as you know. God forbid if hunters are also involved in that.
I know in England they were culling foxes at one stage too, because they got out of hand too. They were actually arriving in people's front rooms. But you see, Gerben, I'm with you, and I don't agree. I mean, I think it's awful to shoot an animal for no particular reason, but unfortunately it happens in life. But I do understand there's a problem, and the problem is overpopulation. Yeah. And, you know, when you have the fact now that, you know, between 1995, they killed 5,000 in 1995, but 31,000 in 2015 and 40,000 last year.
Hasn't put a dent in the numbers.
And the numbers are still the same, Gerben. In other words, the population is increasing massively. You can't.
The population, I don't see it here in Limerick. I live in County Limerick. The amount of deer has actually been reduced. There's a lot of shooting going around in County Limerick.
Go to Kerry or go to Galway or Mayo or Donegal or something.
I go everywhere.
Where there are population.
Assisting members everywhere in the country, and I see a value reduction. So I don't know what that is based on. The Department of Agriculture is anything but independent. Supposedly independent, but they are not. Mm. So.
And that's
stats, according to me, are, and I take comfort that this hunter just on the air, he says he doesn't enjoy it as much as he used to. So then, maybe think from a human and from an animal perspective, sentient rights perspective. Could you imagine a life without deer hunting? Think of the movie Deer Hunter, you know, where it's a guy going off to the Vietnam War in this case. Hunts some deer with his son, and he comes back and he doesn't really enjoy the hunting of people, but the hunting of deer. Anybody has probably seen that movie, you know?
Yeah, a great movie.
Great movie, exactly. Yeah, Robert De Niro, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, but stay there, both of you, because I want to bring Daniel into this conversation too, because Daniel, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Daniel, you're also involved in deer culling and also conservationist, I do apologise. So explain to me, maybe Daniel, you can give me a better handle on why the population is increasing so quickly and why it's necessary to cull them. Daniel, are you there?
I am here.
So why is the population increasing so quickly and why is it necessary to cull them?
It's quite simple, Niall. They have no natural predators. And like any other wild animal, they will breed. We're seeing young crickets and young fawns in time of year now that we wouldn't normally see. Mm-hmm. I know I do a lot of culling down around Leitrim and Roscommon areas, and we have a very good relation with the farmers down there. And don't forget, they down that neck of the woods, it's a livestock farm, and they don't have the land for crops. So they're out grazing sheep or cattle, and they get up in the morning, they look out, and there's 60, 70 fallow deer in the same paddock that they're trying to feed their livestock. With COVID, certainly from the farmers that we have a relationship with down below, they have said now with the couple of years of COVID, the non-travel, that the population has massively increased in the last number of years.
I'm trying to figure out why the population is increasing. They're obviously reproducing a lot quicker than they did before. I mean, I see the population of the world is obviously increasing before my eyes here, but the population of deer seems to have exponentially increased.
It has, and I'm not a biologist, so I don't have any factual. All I can have is an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Which means nothing really, but we have seen it out in the field that the numbers have drastically increased.
Do you understand the point that Gerben has made? Who's a, you
I
know,
do, I do.
And, you know, and Gerben is quite consistent when he comes on the air in relation to the protection of animals and their sentient beings. You know, like, for example, the population of the world is increasing, but we would never suggest for a minute we go around with a gun and start shooting people to reduce it. So as far as he's concerned, why would we do that with animals?
I understand. Well, I understand his point of view, and I think I was on the air with yourselves in relation to deer management before, and he was on as well. You know, I'm what I like to call an ethical hunter. I shoot what I'm going to feed my family with, and if I shoot an animal, I have to take care of that animal. That animal has had a perfectly natural life up to that point that I have harvested, and I've taken 2 or 3 or 4 hours to get it back to the jeep, back to where we're going to prepare it, skin it, look after it, and when I sit down for a meal, I know that I've done it in the most ethical way as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand his point of view as well, and I had this conversation with somebody only yesterday. If you eat any form of meat and you're going to any supermarket in the country, whether it be ham or steak or sausages, and you're paying money for meat, you're contributing to the slaughter of an animal.
Don't be a hypocrite and give out about you doing it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, with this day and age, I'm only 34 years old, but people have a disconnect to where their food comes from. You know, it's very easy to walk into any supermarket in the country and go to the shelf and buy a couple of fillet steaks, and you're disconnected from the source of your food. Whereas I, as a hunter, I'm not. Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that, and that's why obviously we're seeing veganism becoming a little bit more popular too, because people like Gerben, for example, you know, are talking on radio and they're, you know, telling people what they should and shouldn't be thinking to some degree. But I'm not having a go. I mean, Gerben is quite passionate about how he feels about this. And I take on board, I respect his view.
And I do too, yeah.
But I mean, the Phoenix Park, for example, right? Yeah. I haven't driven through it in a while. You tend not to see the deer at night time. They tend to come out at night, but more so. Yeah. I'm not too sure why that is. Maybe they're afraid of people, I don't know. But they tend to come out at night. I don't think it's a big deal to see them all over the roads. Do you know what I mean? It's a park. It's an enclosed park. That's the reason it's enclosed.
The Phoenix Park is a false habitat. You have to understand that.
It's the biggest enclosed park in Europe, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But it still would be classified as a false habitat. You know,
why is it a false habitat? It's a beautiful park. It's huge. It's got plenty of trees, plenty of foliage.
But the deer population is managed. You know, they have a number of rangers in there, and before they had the rangers that did have the rifles, and I know that they have the rifles because I know the fella that they recently upgraded their rifles to, they put it out to tender. So it is a managed facility.
So what? By the way, I didn't really get an answer off Paul in relation to generally what they do with the food. When they hire a marksman every year in the Phoenix Park.
Well, they have two rangers, as far as I'm aware, and I have a customer of mine. I was on with you recently about boilers and that kind of thing, and charging your family. And I have a customer there that I look after over in Swords, and he's actually a ranger in the Phoenix Park. And what I'm told is that they have two rangers directly employed now that both have firearms and that they do their own
shooting
management. As far as
what do they do with the meat? Do they give it to the zoo to feed to the lions or something?
I've heard rumours of that, but
it wouldn't be a bad idea. It means it wouldn't go to waste.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. It would be the best, unless they're going to take it home and process it for themselves.
Mm. Okay, just stay there because I want to bring Audrey in. She doesn't have much time. Audrey, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Audrey?
Hey, Neil. How are you keeping?
Yeah, now you and your husband shoot deer. You both shoot them.
We both shoot, yeah.
Oh, poor old Gerben here. He's listening to all this. He's not upset.
We hunt for food for the freezer, basically, to feed the kids. Basically what we do it for.
Right, to feed your family.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, it's the best quality meat that you're going to get. It's, you know, it's not gone through any process for what you're going to put it through. It's hung correctly, butchered correctly. We do it all ourselves. And, yeah, no, it's...
Fair play to you. I couldn't do that. I couldn't eat something I've just killed. It wouldn't sit well with me at all. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
That's 100%. And look, there is a massive disconnect between, you know, the supermarket. You go in there, you pick it up and you go... Oh, sure, they just come from the supermarket.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I didn't have to get my hands dirty. I didn't work for it. I mean, pulling the trigger is the easy part. It's lugging it back to the jeep. It's skinning it. It's butchering it. That's the hard work. So you've much more...
And do you ever feel guilty, Audrey?
No. I mean, they are reproducing quicker than they can actually be taken out because there's nothing here to take them out of the food chain naturally. I mean, the farmers are the ones that are really suffering. I have a local farmer. I'm in County Tip. He lost 400 head of cattle to TB, and it was down to the deer because they carry it also, and it wasn't the badger, you know. So that's a
well,
lot.
Okay, sorry, just let me go back to Gerben. Gerben, I do understand. I take on board what Orgy is saying, and if we go back in time, human beings did hunt animals. Now we've mechanized everything nowadays, you know, for food. She's doing it for the right ethical reasons. She's feeding her family, you know, and it saves money, and she doesn't have to go into Tesco's and buy it because that's what people do anyway. So what I'm saying is, so what's wrong with that? And as she said, they're breathing quicker than anybody could kill them anyway.
Yeah, but they're not asking permission to kill the animals. Think, for example, Eskimos. You know, I've been to Norway and not above the border, say, or talk to, you know, the local population. You call them Eskimos. They call them native
or Inuits.
Inuits, exactly. So they will ask for permission before they can want to kill a seal.
Well, and you go over and ask it. You over and ask the seal is not right. I'm going to kill you.
They use
Gerben, stop,
seal.
Will you? You don't. You can't ask an animal for permission to kill it.
Yes, that's what they do. And the
what? Do you walk over and say, do you mind if I put a bullet in your head?
Yeah, exactly. So bring it back to nature. And so in the Stone Age, for example, we killed certain animals which are not roaming on Earth anymore. Certain elephants, of course.
Hang on, Gerben. Am I misunderstanding what you're actually saying to me? Are you suggesting that if Orgy went over to the deer and said, excuse me, do you mind if I kill you? That would make a difference?
No, don't put words in my mouth.
You're saying that's what they do. I didn't know this, but you're saying that's what the Inuits do.
But that's about the Inuits. But have you been to Inuits? For example, like I have, I've talked to people in Canada and etc. So I do respect everybody's position, definitely. But I think there is definitely not enough. Deer, it could be even more deer, but that's my perspective.
Yeah. Audrey, hang on, Audrey.
A deer cull was also suggested for Phoenix Park, and there was a huge protest.
I know there was.
And the same about the Wild Irish Code, for example, in the Wicklow Mountains. Again, a huge protest. Again, and people came about across party to stop the hunting. On the Wild Irish Code in the Wicklow Mountains. Now, so see it from that perspective as
okay,
well.
Okay, well, let me ask Audrey, does she see it from that perspective? Audrey,
no.
What do you. Okay, but when you hear about people who are not happy by the dairy being culled, every year there's an argument about it, and people saying, you know, it's inhumane, it's wrong, you shouldn't be doing that to innocent animals. I mean.
I don't agree, and that's my opinion. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go on and I'm going to continue hunting. I continue to put food on the table for my family. I mean, as I said, the numbers are just out of control. And, like, asking the animal permission. We're not out there killing on a mad, blood-frenzied, you know, kill. I have my own way of showing respect to the animal. I do that by using every single bit of it and making sure that it's not gone to waste, you know. And I'll feed, as I said, my family. I'll feed my friends and neighbours also with it. So that's the best way for me to show my appreciation and my respect for that character.
Yeah.
You know?
So it doesn't cost you a thought when you're taking out your gun and you see a deer and you're shooting it. It doesn't cost you a thought.
No. No, it doesn't. No.
See, I'm kind of in the middle on both of you here, I do see the point Gerben is making, but I also do see your point that you're feeding your family, et cetera, et cetera. And that's kind of a very old traditional way of looking at things.
But it is. I mean, if you go back millions of years, it's what it is. It's a hunting gathering.
No, I know. I'm aware of that. Yeah. And
I'd
be a complete hypocrite to disagree with you because I'll go into Tesco's or I'll go into Burger King or into Kentucky Fried Chicken and buy food. So, I don't know how somebody has to do what you're doing to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm supporting it. But I couldn't pull the trigger, Audrey.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. I will ask you to.
I remember going to a wedding years ago, and the second day of the wedding was a barbecue. And there was a pig in a sty, a farmer there with a pig in a little sty. And he told me his name was Tommy or something, I don't know. And he was lovely, and I was petting the pig. This was on the Saturday. And I said, God, he's lovely. And he goes, yeah. And I said, what are you here for? And he says, because he's on the barbecue tomorrow. And I went, ah, no. And the next day, there he was, spinning around on the spit.
On the spit. Did you eat him?
No. I went over and he said to me, would you like a bit of pulled pork? I says, I was only petting him yesterday. I says, no, I don't. I'd pull the pork off them.
Well, I don't go and catch the deer or talk to them before I shoot them.
Yeah.
I just go.
I see, I felt bad because I could connect the food to the animal. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
normally
no,
when I go into when I go into Burger King, I can't connect it to an animal.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There's a massive disconnect there, and I think that's really the issue. You know, but like as I said, the damage to do to young plantations, to fencing, you know,
Gerben's,
has to be something.
Yeah, Gerben's not taking that into consideration at all.
Yeah, it's the farmers. It's the livelihood. Like, I know farmers that can't take silage off of certain paddocks because there's no grass on it, because the deer have eaten it.
See, Gerben, you have to take into consideration other people's views on this in relation to farmers whose their land is being destroyed by this population.
So I'm living in the farming community right in West Limerick, so I talk to farmers every day in farmers.
But West Limerick doesn't have a problem. You need to go to places like Mayo and some of the places that were mentioned earlier on.
I've been to Connemara all the time, so... And we visit members all over the country.
Yeah,
but
Audrey is telling you that our farmers are said their land is being destroyed. Daniel mentioned a few minutes ago that they don't even have land to put their cattle on to feed because the fallow deers have eaten it all.
That's really over the top. I don't see any.
Ah, it's not over the top. You're saying Daniel's lying.
It's all baloney to me. Sorry.
No, it's not baloney. It's not baloney. Daniel is not lying.
Sorry,
Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel.
And Leitrim, Sligo and Roscommon County Council have had a meeting there recently talking about getting people in from Germany to do a mass call to control the numbers. That information is open to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not baloney. I just want to go back. I was listening there for a few minutes. And just in relation to feeling guilty about shooting the animal, generally a hunter won't feel guilt. He will respect that animal. We're doing it for an ethical reason, so there's no reason for us to feel guilty. But I can promise you, Niall, that I have a more respect and connection to nature because I've spent time out in the fields, out on the land, learning how these animals act and how they go from their day to day. And Gerben will ever understand.
100%.
Okay, well, I got to take a break. Gerben, stay with me if you want to, please, because obviously I want somebody on your side of the argument to defend the animals. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking, is deer culling a necessary evil when we see the massive increase in population? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Now, Gerben, you know, I am getting a lot of texts, Gerben, from people who are saying they understand, they appreciate your view of it, but you're not taking into consideration, you know, the overpopulation of animals. It's like those people who say, stop oil, you know, these protesters in the UK are sitting on roads saying stop oil. If you stopped oil tomorrow, you know, we wouldn't have clothes. We wouldn't have everything that we have. I mean, everything that we build is made with some sort of petroleum or some sort of petroleum ingredient of some way at the processing stage. So what I'm saying is you can't just stop things. So you have to take into consideration the damage that they're doing as well.
Yeah, but it's also a case of mismanagement. And in other cases, for example, in Kerry National Park, there were only 60 deer up to 20 years ago, and now there's about nearly 2,000 roaming there, which is a great amenity for the people who go hiking and things like that. So I see there with my own eyes.
Mm.
So the population has increased, which I see as a positive sign.
But you might see it as positive, but farmers who need their own land to, you know, graze their cattle, they don't see it as a positive thing. Actually, do me a favour, stay there because I want to go to Jerry as well, because Jerry, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jerry? Oh, Jerry, are you there? Okay, nice.
Hello?
Yeah, Jerry, go ahead.
How are you? No, I think it's gone over the top altogether. You have to cull the deer. I mean, they'll destroy a park if there's too many of them there. Too much rotting, and it's like the seals now in Dingle. You have to cull them as well because they take away the fish and the wildlife, and it's ludicrous, really, the way people are going on. That you can let more and more and more come. So they'll be out in the road and all over the place.
I mean, you're a farmer yourself.
Yeah, I am. I'm a dairy farmer, and I cull if there's badger. I remember culling badgers. You know, they were around the place because I wouldn't trust them. The disaster they could cause.
And what harm do badgers do? Just curious. They dig the ground, do they? Or?
Well, they get disease and they go into water, and that's a very high probability that causes TB. And the more you have, the more the more less healthy they'd be if there were too many. And your cattle are damaged. The same with rabbits when you have lots of lettuce.
And do you do any hunting yourself, Jerry?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not into. I like animals. Like I hate coursing. I wouldn't. That wouldn't be my mind. I think that's cruel. But I think like it's going over the top altogether when you're saying you can't cull animals. I mean, a lot of these are the animal rights, and they're all objecting to all these animals being killed, and yet a lot of the same people couldn't give a damn that 26,000 unborn babies were murdered in the last 4 years. Well, I mean, that's ludicrous.
Okay,
ludicrous.
I don't know why we're going down the abortion route, but I understand the hypocrisy that you're trying to point out. I do.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, it's ludicrous that you can kill a bullock, but you can't. You can kill 26,000 unborn babies. What kind of stupidity is that?
Well, obviously, other people have different views in relation to abortion. They believe it's a women's rights issue.
But
okay,
an unborn baby,
okay, let's now, Jerry. You're dragging me down a rabbit hole there that I didn't want to go down. No. Getting back to the deer population, right?
Let's focus. Deer population. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, is there an alternative way of dealing with the increase in population rather than killing them?
No, there is not, because they're just. In time, they'll overflood the ground if you don't cull them, and they'll be less well off than the
See, deer. I'm hearing what you're saying, and Gerben, you're telling me not to do it, and you're telling us not to do it, but you're not giving me an alternative, Gerben.
Hang on,
let Gerben respond.
I think it's a problem with mismanagement of the department. And,
well, mismanagement of what department? What are you talking about? I mean, the deers are reproducing. You can't have people standing out there stopping them from reproducing.
And then Minister Noonan himself from the Green Party saying that it's okay to kill deer, while it's not giving any grounds for that.
No, but Gerben, I'm listening to what you're saying, but what you're saying to me is you appreciate that the population is increasing, but you're not giving me an alternative to satisfy farmers who are having their land destroyed.
So I'd love to talk with those farmers, and I'm open to talk to them. And if there's anybody has different views, I'd love to have an open discussion with them, please.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Callum as well. Callum, you're on Ireland Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Callum?
Good afternoon, Noel. Thank you for having me come on your show. My personal opinion on this subject is that there is no other efficient or long-term solution to the issue of deer population growth of deer other than reintroducing the wolf as a natural predator to the deer. At the moment, apart from humans, obviously, deer have no natural predator.
No.
And I think that if we introduce the grey wolf, which is native to this country, it went extinct in the late 18th century, if we did that gradually in places like Wicklow, Donegal, Killarney, these sort of places where the problem is with deer, high amounts of deer reproduction, that could provide a natural predator. And in places like Yellowstone in the United States, when they reintroduced wolves in the 90s, the problems they were having with the destruction of the ecosystem caused by deer completely it halved.
There was recent studies there in relation to Wisconsin where they returned the deers as well to reduce road traffic. 24% reduction in road traffic accidents because of deers being on the road. So it did make a bit of a difference. Now, the danger you have is if you introduce wolves and reintroduce wolves back into the ecological cycle again, they will start to reproduce, their population will increase, and then you have a problem with sheep being destroyed by wolves.
Well, yes, that's Gail. I can only just imagine the amount of the uproar that the farmers will have. And when sheep start getting attacked, there'll be fears that if they get out in public, you know, children could be attacked. But I think if there's a good enough effort by the National Parks and Wildlife Service to control these wolves and keep them in a sort of enclosed area, they are obviously roaming creatures, but if they were kept in a, you know, they were supervised, so there was some sort of element of control in how far they could roam, I think it could be
I am going to defend you and go against my own statement by saying that I do remember in the Wisconsin study that they said that the sheep population weren't damaged too much, that the wolves prefer deer. And if they have enough deer, they're not going to probably go near the sheep in the first place. There's also the risk to human beings, but again, I will say that you are more likely to be killed by a cow than you would by a wolf.
Absolutely, and wolves generally, you know, they stay away from humans. But I think if we have, there is a fear, I think, you know, if you introduce them into Wicklow or Killarney, you know, how long will it be until there's packs of wolves in Greystone Start Station or Killarney Main Street? I think the way the government could or the National Parks and Wildlife Service could do this is if they perhaps put fences around or rangers, park rangers like they have in Yellowstone.
Okay, well, let me just ask Jerry, the animal conservationist before, or Gerben, should I say, the animal conservationist and protector before we go. Gerben, would that be an acceptable idea? Because that's natural ecology, that's nature, isn't it?
Okay, so first of all, yeah, I made the point about you know, fox hunting, so we ended up with that besides it, about introduction of wolves.
Wolves, yeah, just very quickly.
Ryan suggested that in 2009, I believe, and that has not really been investigated. Now, I think we need an independent assessment on that and not just like a political statement, wolves have to be reintroduced.
No, no, I'm asking you, if we could figure it out and we thought it was a reasonable idea, would you be against the idea of introduction of wolves?
I can't say I'm against it or in favour of it. I just say that
sit on the fence, Gerben, for God's sake.
Fox hunting first.
Yeah, you can't just keep saying no, no, no to everything and then sit on the fence when a reasonable idea comes in. And it is a reasonable idea.
Yeah, no, for example, like I'm from the Netherlands. Now, wolves roamed, in this case, from Germany to Holland recently. Now, first a few the wolves were killed, poisoned by local farmers in Holland. But now about 20 wolves roam in Holland, which is a much more densely populated country than Ireland is, 5 or 6 times more. And now they roam very happily. So, yeah, it is definitely...
At all. Okay, it's something worth considering is what you're trying to say. Sorry, I've run out of time, but it is worth considering. All right. Thank you, Gerben. Thank you very much, Callum. Thank you very much, Jerry, and everybody got involved in that conversation.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.